This episode of Energy Matters is sponsored by Arnold Golden and Gregory.
Welcome to Energy Matters, a show about how you can save money on your utility bills, use technology wisely, and live a more sustainable lifestyle. Here's your host, veteran energy regulator and clean energy expert, Commissioner Tim Echols.
Thank you, Scott Slade. It's always great to be saving money on that power bill, using technology wisely, and living a more sustainable life. Hey, it's your host, Tim Echols, in Athens, in studio. We have a lot of on-the-road segments, but we love being back home here at our home station, WGAU. With me, as always, my co-host, Casey Boyce. Casey?
Yeah, you shake me on the road with you more often, Tim.
Yeah, we have a good time out there. You're welcome to ride along.
All right.
In the studio today, me and Shafiq, with Massey Law Firm. Me and we just met really at the end of last year and collaborated on a couple things. It's great to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
And Miss Mary Bagby. Miss Mary Bagby and I have been friends. Mary, I think the way we first met is I was on the Tim Bryant Show in 2011 doing an interview, and you called in with a furnace that was broken, and we wound up getting involved and helping you get the furnace replaced. We've been friends ever since, and you are a very loyal listener to this radio station here. Welcome to Energy Matters.
Thank you, sir.
And, you know, let's start with, I think, the great story that came out of the synergy between you, Miss Mary, and me, is that Miss Mary is a great woman of faith, and she regularly calls me, especially when she needs something or when she's upset about something. And for the longest time, she needed a vehicle. She's had vehicles that that have worked in the past. It gets, you know, people hit her, you know, and different things happen. And she was needing a minivan in particular. And one of our sponsors, BMVW Auto Sales and Mohsen Tusi, we all teamed up, and you had the privilege of taking Miss Mary down and picking up that van. That was a great moment. Tell us about that experience and how joyful that was.
It was wonderful. Driving with Miss Mary is definitely an experience. She will make sure that you obey every traffic law. You keep three cars worth of distance, and per her words, there's no excuse for you backing in or hitting or rear-ending anybody on the road. It was about two hours, Miss Mary. I got to know Miss Mary pretty well and really enjoyed it. Mr. Mohsen, actually the same name as I, loved him, loved the experience, and I appreciate you helping us.
Yeah, Miss Mary, welcome again to the show. This minivan was a real blessing, wasn't it?
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, tell us about your work with Sound Doctrine Ministries and how you're using this van that we've been able to help you with.
I have a food, clothing, and book ministry where I drive through the community. I give clothes, food, and books away. And I needed a van to go through the communities to share the blessings I get. And most people recognize me. They recognize I had a blue van. I called her Old Blue. And I could just blow the horn going through the community. When COVID hit, before COVID hit, I would knock on the doors and give people food. But when COVID hit, they said you can't go up to people's houses. So I would blow the horn and people come out. And so, but I still need the van because I like to go through the communities.
Casey, I think sometimes people are surprised that there's kind of a food desert out there in some places, and that people get down on their luck. Maybe they're just elderly and they're on a fixed income. They have one single thing that can devastate their budget, and then they find themselves in need of food actually to live.
Yeah, and you know, Miss Mary, it's really wonderful to hear you talking about your ministry, because I imagine you also have community, right? That you know the people and
yes,
they
sir.
Know you, and that's just such a wonderful thing to be able to build that. And thank you for the work that you do.
Yes, sir.
Me and you were involved in the Toys for Tots drive. It's been going forever, but such a blessing being able to bring joy to a child. Why was that particular charity important to you?
My background, I grew up Muslim in a Catholic school, and you know, Santa never came. I always loved Christmas because, you know, it brings the best out of people. I'm from Chicago, come down here, and it's universal. You can spread love, doesn't matter what religion, race, creed, whatever you believe in. The month of December is a special time.
Yeah.
So you get to help the less fortunate, and you know, kids don't discriminate. The smile on their faces, especially with Miss Mary. We had a whole event in the Triangle. So mm-hmm. I really thank Miss Mary for it. And I'd like to thank the JCs as well, and Winston Gibbs, the president of the JCs. They helped facilitate everything with the Toys for Tots as well as the Salvation Army.
Miss Mary, you've reached out to me. You actually ministered to our family, my mother, in her last days. Mm-hmm. You went down and you sat with her for weeks. And mm-hmm. My brothers and I thank you for blessing us with that. Your life is dedicated to public service and ministry. What are you finding out there? Are people hurting? Are they in great need now? And how do you find yourself helping people?
I found joy in being able to be on the giving end. And as men were saying, happiness and joy is universal, especially in December. But hunger is universal, too. Mm. Hunger pains are the same no matter what race, creed, or color you are. A hunger pain is still the same. And that's what I find. We want to help ease hunger pains.
Yeah, Miss Mary, you're not only helping people, you know, with their physical needs, but you're ministering to their soul too, right? Are you finding in these times a spiritual hunger out there?
Yes, sir. People want love, and when I go over on the block, I call it over on the block, but now people don't want you to say that. But that's what I've been calling it for like 40 or 50 years, and I'm finding that you can say to a young man that's walking by, "Pull your pants up." And you say baby, but you want to use a term of endearment when you want to correct someone. You let them know that you are affectionate toward them, that you are concerned about them. And I pray for them. I've never had anybody to curse me out. Even the tall guys, when I tell them, come in, let me say something to you, they'll even bend down because they're so much taller than me. They'll bend down for me to hug them while I tell them what they can do to be safe and everything. So,
me and, you know, are you finding great needs out there as you work in the community, as you interact with people at the firm?
Absolutely. Athens, I believe, when I went to undergrad here, it was the biggest gap between rich and poor, if I'm not mistaken. And there's a lot of resources that children don't have, from after-school programs, sports, education, food services. Miss Mary brought up a great point with food. I believe the term is maybe food insufficient. Like one in two or one in three children don't have enough food to take them throughout the entire day, which is, this is the greatest country in the world. My family left a third world country to be here, and I don't see that really sitting well with me. So there's definitely a need, especially in our local community here. That's why I love what Miss Mary does and what you're doing, and any way we can help.
You know, Miss Mary, I thought an EV might serve you well. I brought my EV down, and I taught you to drive it.
Yes.
I taught you to charge it.
You should have left it with me.
Yeah. But, you know, in the end, I think God had something better for you. He mm-hmm. had a minivan for you, and that's mm-hmm. really what you needed. Mm-hmm. That EV went to another low-income person that really needed basic transportation down in South Atlanta. They wound up getting blessed, and you wound up
Amen.
Getting blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that was a real faith builder for you as God provided the vehicle, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that.
I tell you, I didn't have to find a charger when we had the ice a couple of weeks ago and people was charging their cars in Chicago. I was still on the move.
there it is. Stacey, I don't know how many people have given me grief about that whole Chicago thing. I had a legislator actually give me grief about Chicago. I told this legislator, I said,
don't beat him up, y'all, just because I just had to get my little joke in, okay?
Yeah, I told this legislator, let me let me let you borrow my EV for a month. He said, no, I saw what happened in Chicago. I don't want your EV. So that Chicago thing did a little damage to us there.
It did. And like everything, there's more to the story than the media reported. But we won't go down that because we're talking about blessings and taking care of other folks. But it sounds like you were blessed not to have to charge.
Well, I did have to boost it off, but it did go. All I needed was a little charger, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a blessing, you know. My car is a blessing. So.
Yeah, that's
They told me to drive it with love, and that's what I'm doing.
Me and Mohsen Tusi, who you had a chance to meet, probably sells more used EVs than anybody in the city of Atlanta. He's got quite a few, and I guess you saw his very cool solar array down there, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm actually a big car guy. I've never seen that many and that variety of EVs anywhere. I saw Teslas, Rivanis, cars I didn't even know what I was looking at. I saw some Fiskers.
Casey, that's the last 30 seconds. He's got three of those original Fiskers that had the solar panels on the top that came out in, I don't know, was it 10, 11?
Yeah, it was 12 maybe, somewhere in there. Yeah,
something. They were long. They kind of looked like a Batmobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got three vintage Fiskers sitting there with a not for sale sign on it.
He's not selling them.
I think he's holding them, waiting for the market to go up, and he's going to make an absolute fortune off those cars.
Well, I wish him luck on that.
Yeah. We'll stick around. Another segment coming up with Meehan and Miss Mary Bagby, and of course, Casey and I. We're having a good time in here talking about a lot of fun things. This is Tim Echols. You're listening to Energy Matters. Hey, Tim Echols here for GEM Car Wraps, G-E-M Car Wraps, this fantastic group out of Brunswick that do wraps on vehicles, jet skis, golf carts. They've got it on my vehicles, so check it out, GEM Car Wraps on Facebook.
Gas South believes in the difference we can all make, like the difference in putting people first and showing that you care. For us, our difference is saving people money with our best rates and no deposit, and the difference we make in our community by taking care of our friends and neighbors and giving back 5% of our profits to help children in need. Learn more about what makes us different at GasSouth.com. Gas South. The difference is good.
Logan Booker, producer of Energy Matters, here for Better Tomorrow Solar. Imagine a world powered by sunlight. Imagine your home powered by sunlight. Better Tomorrow Solar has a passion for helping you see this for yourself. Better Tomorrow Solar can install your solar panels at no upfront cost. Build equity in your own home rather than paying the utility company. Find out more at BetterTomorrowSolar.com. That's BetterTomorrowSolar.com, and see how you can make your world better.
This episode of Energy Matters is sponsored by Arnold, Golden, and Gregory, an AmLaw 200 law firm with 180 attorneys in Atlanta and Washington, D.C. They take a business sensibility approach when advising clients. They provide industry knowledge, attention to detail, transparency, and value to help businesses and individuals achieve their definition of success. AGG subscribes to the belief not if, but how. We thank John Gornall and all the attorneys and staff at AGG for sponsoring our show. Hey, Tim Echols back in the studio here on Energy Matters. You know, we talk a lot on this show, Casey, technology, sustainability. We take cool trips. We interview people out on the road. But from time to time, we will just stop for a moment, talk about kind of the human side of things. We always talk about the great work that the Salvation Army is doing. With Jeff Pratt, we talked about Operation Roundup.
And
because in the end, Casey, it's got to be about people, right? We've got to help people prosper and move up in their life and sometimes just survive. So we're talking about that today with our guests, Meehan Shafiq and Mary Bagby. They're from the Athens area. Meehan, let's start with you. Tell me about this event you helped Miss Mary with.
Miss Mary, apparently was this the 8th? Annual?
My seventh.
Seventh annual.
Seventh annual Christmas Eve brunch.
So it's the seventh annual Christmas Eve brunch. Special shout out to Little Italy, who helped cater it, and Miss Mary for cooking everything else up. It was a great event. We gave out toys, food. It was a very unique experience. I want to give a big shout out to Countryside Dodge. They sent some vehicles as showpieces to help, you know, entice people to come out and interact in their communities. It was amazing. Miss Mary, how many people do you think we fed?
probably over 100 people.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Miss Mary, are you finding that folks out there are struggling to pay their rent, pay their power bill, buy food, pay for their drugs? What are some of the their medications? What are some of the pressures you're seeing on people right now?
Some of the pressures are having to pay rent and losing your job. You have to get eviction notices to get help. And a lot of people don't want to get to that point where they get an eviction notice, so they have to borrow money, go to loans and stuff. Because, and it shouldn't be that way. We should be able to, you shouldn't have to have an eviction notice for to get help when they know legally that you need the help. So that's a concern. And there's a way that we can help individually, because I think helping individually is drive around, have extra coats and blankets in your car. In the summertime, have an ice chest with water, sodas and juices, and chips and sandwiches. And if you're afraid to drive in a neighborhood, I tell people, just two of you go. One of you blow the horn, you see somebody homeless or barefoot, buy some flip-flops. They only cost $1.25. In the summertime, hand out large flip-flops for men or women. You see these things, and you can just hit. It doesn't cost a whole lot. It doesn't cost a whole lot. It's just, you can be driving, and Mr. Eccles can be handing out the water and the chips or the water and the sodas while y'all together. You know, you can do things in twos. And there are so many ways we can bless people. And you don't have to toot a horn about it. You don't have to sign your own, you just do. You just do, because when you do things in secret, you get rewarded openly. So that's what I want. You have a belt in your car. You see a guy, you think he's busting slack. Say, hey, brother, don't you want, how about I give you this belt, And we can do these. You see, somebody in a neighborhood, a child needs a haircut, go tell the mom I'll take this child to get a haircut or something. There are things that doesn't put us out too much. It's so much we can do without putting ourselves out so much. And I just want to share that. I just want to give people ideas of how to help. You know, like when the little boy was on the seashore throwing the sea or the starfish back, and a man came along and said, "You can't save all of them." And the little fella said, "Well, this one is happy." So help one person. Whoever you help, help one person every day. That person is going to be happy, and you're going to be happy too.
Yeah. So me and have you learned a lot by hanging out with Miss Mary?
Oh, I love it. She just solidifies everything I know to be right and true. She's I'd say God's person on this earth. She really spreads the light. The day I met her, Miss Mary. There's only one, and I have learned a great deal, and I continue to learn from her wisdom. And anytime I face any difficulties, she's always there for me. And I'm truly blessed to have both of you, all three of you guys, in my life. So yeah. I appreciate it.
Casey, our show airs Saturday mornings, and sometimes I'll get a call from Miss Mary. After the show or after I've done an interview with Tim Bryant, she gives me kind of feedback, shall we say, feedback on how I did on the interview, if she agrees with me, what maybe I should have talked about. So, it's good to have feedback. It's good to have people speaking into your life. We need more of that, don't we?
Absolutely. And Miss Mary, I didn't realize that there was someone who actually could get Tim to take feedback into account. I've tried to maybe get some structure around this show, Tim, shall we say.
And text him. He's not going to talk, text him.
Well, what I'm saying is he doesn't listen to me, but clearly he listens to you. But no, I'm just extraordinarily inspired, and thank you for those tips that you gave for just, simple ways that we can help one another. And how did you come to this perspective? It's such a wonderful, loving perspective, and we need more people like you out there. But
hospitality. That's it. When I was little, people used to come spend the night with us, and we would have to make pallets and sleep on the floor. And I thought it was just a fun time for us. I didn't know till I got older that my mom was taking in people that may have gotten put outdoors or something like that. So wow. It's always been hospitality. I grew up with hospitality. My grandmother, when the preachers would come from New York or wherever in the South, they stayed at the mother's house, the older members. Mm-hmm. And so hospitality, I grew up with it. You open your home, the preacher stayed when they had. So it's in me.
That's wonderful.
men in the Muslim community, is hospitality important? I've heard it is. Especially in country, of having a guest and honoring a guest. Tell us about that.
It's everything, especially food. Food and home. Two of my best friends, they just went to Morocco, and one of them got engaged, and they threw him a whole party, probably a couple, cut up some lambs, cut up some goats. It's just a way of life out there. You know, if I have something, I'll share it with you. And that's just a very common theme in the third world, especially in the Muslim Asian cultures. If I have food, you have food. Mm-hmm. If I have something, you've got the same thing. You've got access to the same resources. And that's just how we do things. Or I'd like to think that's how we should be doing things here as well.
Miss Mary, you know the Bible verse, iron sharpeneth iron. Finish it for me.
Yes. Iron sharpens iron, because if two of us walking together, and if one of us fall, the other one can help the other one up. But if I'm walking alone and I fall, who's going to help me up? So we have to, can two walk together except they agree? We have to find an area where we can agree, where we can work together to make everything better for everyone.
You know, Casey and I never get sentimental about anything, but I can tell you that, you know, Casey Boyce being on this show, working with me through our Energy Matters Awards, all the different things that I do, it's better because of Casey, the integrity that he has. I've been in his home multiple times, been with his children and family, and it's, as I think about Casey, us moving issues forward in the state, educating people, it's been a fun opportunity.
Absolutely. And, Tim, in the same spirit of sentimentality, it has been really wonderful to count you as a friend and to be on this journey with you. And, you know, similarly, you know, you've pushed me to, expand the way that I look at things. And, I think that maybe is the biggest lesson of all, is, right, we're all different people, we all have different backgrounds, mm-hmm. but finding that common ground, finding that way that we can walk together is really rich and rewarding.
There's a podcast out there put on by a Democratic governor and Republican governor from Tennessee. They teamed up to do this podcast, and the podcast is called You May Be Right. It's based on the fact that sometimes people that differ from you may have an idea that's the right idea, mm-hmm. and that we need to be more in the posture, Miss Mary, of telling others, you may be right. What mm-hmm. do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. You may be right.
And she's also a comedian. Not only is she generous, not only is she opinionated, but she's a comedian.
Absolutely. That two-hour ride, it was very, very lively.
Yeah.
Well, you got to talk about Mr. Ted.
Yeah, my brother Ted, who's just a great brother. I have three great brothers. We got just another minute on the show. You want to give a shout-out to my brother?
I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Ted, because he's the reason why I got the job taking care of that mother. When I went for the interview, I said, I'll stay tonight, and if y'all don't like me, just pay me and go send me back to Athens. But if you like me, keep me. And then when I was on my way back to Athens after I spent the night, Mr. Ted called me and he said, Miss Mary. And I said, yes, sir. And he said, I met you 25 years ago. I said, what? He said, 25 years ago. He said, you were the receptionist at the radio station, WMSL Christian Radio Station on Prince Avenue. He said, my friend was the DJ, and I would come in every day to visit my friend, and you were always at that front desk. And he said, you have the job taking care of my mother.
Wow.
So, see, God visited me 25 years down the line when I needed a work, needed a job. So that's how come I knew Mr. Tim, but he didn't have the power to hire me. So when I went to meet the mother, I met the one that had known me 25 years earlier.
Wow.
So God, our journey, we're on a journey. And so do good things on your journey so you can end that journey in a good place.
Well, there it is. Thank you, Miss Mary. Thank you, Mian, for being on the show today. God bless you as you continue to serve your respective communities. Hey, coming up in our third segment, a visit with my assistant, Faith Henning, about the good work that happened down at the Gullah Geechee community on Sapelo Island, the work we did down there. This is Tim Echols. You're listening to Energy Matters. We'll be right back.
Everyone has tough times in their life. By checking the Project Share box at the bottom of your utility bill, you can make life a little easier for your neighbors. Your $1, $2, or $5 checkoff is matched by the utility and then used by the Salvation Army to help folks having a tough time paying their energy bills. It's that easy. Join PSC Commissioner Tim Echols and many others by donating via your power bills this year. See more by clicking ProjectShareInfo.com. And thank you.
Tim Echols, host of Energy Matters, here with Jeff Pratt of Green Power EMC. Jeff, more and more EMCs are offering solar to their members, and you're seeing it grow like crazy across rural Georgia.
Tim, you're right. Co-ops in Georgia are doing a great job of deploying solar across the state. In fact, they're leaders in the country with respect to engaging customers and deploying large-scale solar to benefit all their members.
Hey, contact your EMC and ask them about their solar energy policy, or just Google Green Power EMC.
You've heard about Gem Cars on Energy Matters. Made by Polaris in Anaheim, California, these street-legal, small electric vehicles go where golf carts are not allowed. Equipped with seatbelts, headlights, optional doors, and a tag, Gem Cars and Trucks are perfect for shuttles, corporate, or college campus use. In fact, Georgia Tech has over 100 of them. The new generation Gems have many options when selecting the battery type, onboard chargers, and enclosures to suit the climate. Go to GemCarService.com to find out more. That's GEMCarService.com.
Marlin Gas Services, a subsidiary of Chesapeake Utilities Corporation, is your leader in mobile pipeline solutions for hold, peak, and backup services to meet utilities' demand schedules, and their experts in CNG and RNG transportation and logistics solutions. No pipeline, no problem. Marlin Gas Services can provide uninterrupted natural gas service for short or long-term projects, no matter the location. Learn more about how we can support your mobile natural gas needs at marlingas.com/energymatters. That's marlingas.com/energymatters.
Hello, island friends. Let me tell you about Tim Echols. Mr. Tim loves Georgia and helped keep our rates low. He knows everything about energy and has led by example. I hope you listen to his radio show called Energy Matters. Join me in supporting Tim.
Hey, back on Energy Matters with my co-host, Casey Boyce. Casey, how's it going?
Doing well, Tim.
And my assistant, Faith Henning, from the office. Faith?
Tim, happy to be here.
We are going to talk a little bit about Black History Month, which is traditionally February every year. And the book, John Mark of Jekyll, that I wrote during the pandemic, Faith, you did the cover illustration for the book, and you also edited the book, but this is a book that goes into Gullah Geechee history in Georgia, and it was a really fun project to do.
It really was. I very much enjoyed the editing process with you and kind of brainstorming on how to wrap the story up, some elements of the story, and of course, you know, I love making art, and I loved getting to do the cover art illustration of three of the main characters of the book.
Well, let's talk about what kind of inspired me to do it. And it was that work that we did on Sapelo Island of putting that solar array on Sapelo Island at their library and donating it to the Geechee community there. A lot of their historic records are in that. It looks like a double-wide mobile home, actually. But we initially thought about putting solar on the roof of that building, but it was an old roof. And they had a lot of precious artifacts in there, and they were quite concerned about water coming in. I mean, it's a stormy, hurricane-prone area.
Yeah.
I'm not really worried about my solar leaking or your solar leaking. It's another thing when you're in a hurricane area, and a hurricane might blow those panels off and leave that material.
And they
exposed.
Had the land to put the array on the ground, right?
Yeah, they had plenty of land, and we decided to go with the pavilion, right, Faith?
That is one of my favorite projects we've ever worked on together. Just the benefit to the community, the aesthetic aspect of that really nice pavilion that was built. So not only does it provide a base for the solar array, which provides needed power for that library, but it also provides picnic area for the folks on the island and a place for the students that have to ferry to the mainland every day for school, a place for them to do their homework, a place for them to rest or their parents to rest while they watch their kids play on the playground there. It's just a really cool project.
Casey, a lot of people aren't aware of Sapelo Island and the fact that the descendants of the Geechee people that live there, that they do have to take a ferry every day to get off that island. There is no bridge. You take a ferry, or if you have a personal boat, mm-hmm. That you can take. And then the school bus meets the kids at the boat dock and takes them to school. And then they have to be back by a certain time in order to catch that ferry, or else their parents have to make arrangements with some other boat to go get them. It's not an easy life.
Wow. Yeah, that's really incredible. And I was not aware of that until y'all were talking about it. And I mean, it definitely speaks to the commitment of place, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Faith, you remember Vonette? We had her speak.
Yes.
In Geechee attire. And we had, essentially, we opened up the ribbon cutting to the entire island. We provided mm-hmm. a free meal for them. It was a chance for us to get to know them. Did you get a lot of good comments that day from folks? You think they appreciated what we were doing?
Yeah, I did. And it was also fantastic to get an opportunity to just experience that community. That's kind of a unique opportunity. And we also had Pat Welcome from our office, we found out, was of Gullah descent. And she got to come down and kind of re-experience that part of her culture that she hadn't been in contact with for a while. And it was a really unique experience. And to be able to go into the library, and you mentioned the artifacts that they have there, and see those things, it was just really fantastic.
Casey, it's a decreasing community in size mm-hmm. As kids move away for better jobs. I mean,
sure.
One of the descendants played for the Atlanta Falcons.
Huh.
So he's gone off and made a lot of money, and he has houses in numerous places. So this community really values that playground. They value their little bodegas they have, and they have a couple little bodegas on the island. Most of them have golf carts that they travel around on. So it's a very different lifestyle. It's not like Hilton Head,
yeah.
Sea Island, St. Simons. Faith, it's a very poor place, really.
It is, yeah. They have a great sense of community, but it's a very unique lifestyle. Like you mentioned, there's no access off of the island other than the ferry or if you have a personal boat. And so it's very insular. It's very isolated. The environment is absolutely stunning, the natural environment that they get to experience. But that comes along with a lot of risk. You have a lot of storm risk of hurricanes there on the coast, and that does a lot of damage that they have to repair and they have to overcome.
Casey, it was doing that array, studying about the island, meeting the people, you know, learning about the history firsthand, which, you know, frankly, I had never gone to Sapelo Island until I became a commissioner, that got me interested in writing a historical fiction book
mm-hmm.
that would help any Georgian to, or anyone, to better understand Sapelo Island, the Geechee people, even Jekyll Island. And the book is called John Mark of Jekyll, and talking about how New Yorkers came to Jekyll Island in 1888. They created the Jekyll Island Club, which was kind of the, you know, the West Palm Beach of its day.
Yeah, sort of ritzy, yeah.
It was very ritzy.
Playground of the rich.
Yeah, it was the playground of the rich. But just a couple of islands north is this very poor island. There were plantations there, and the Geechee people eventually got their own community. Hog Hammock is what it's called today. I wanted to help Georgians to learn a little something about this remote history.
That's awesome. I mean, I think one of the things that's been really interesting, you know, as I've gotten older and read more and talked to more people is, and, you know, I think there are some people that would want to ascribe this to intentionality. I'm not sure it's quite that, but like, you don't learn everything when you're growing up, right? Mm-hmm. Like, school only has so much time, and there's so much rich history and there's so much rich culture. And I've not had the opportunity to visit Sapelo Island. Certainly would hope to, but you know, it sounds like despite some of the trials and tribulations, right, it being, as Faith said, a very tough place to live, it sounds like there's a really strong sense of community, and that the people there are you know, grateful for that community and the way that they live.
Mm-hmm. Faith, I don't know if you remember during the ceremony, I challenged David Stevens and the Board of Commissioners. I think we just had him. He was the chairperson. I challenged him to replace that old rickety playground that they had. And the playground was probably early 60s.
It was very dangerous and dated.
And I just want to give a shout out to the Georgia Power folks, because they came in and they replaced that playground.
That's fantastic.
And so we've got now, because of the interest that we had building this solar pavilion, we've got a hurricane-proof pavilion with three industrial picnic tables underneath that are rubber coating, that are comfortable, that don't get splinters on your legs when you sit down. We've got a library that's net metered, that's getting all of their daytime power plus some money back under their power bill. And now, because of the interest that we showed in this, we've got a brand spanking new playground for the kids and grandkids of the Geechee community and those that come and study at the University of Georgia facility there.
I also want to mention, if people do want to learn more about the Gullah community and want to visit a Gullah community, Hilton Head Island, which is much more easily accessible for the average person without having to arrange a ferry and everything. They have Gullah community as well, and there's lots of preserved history there that you can go and visit and learn more about this unique community up and down the coast of South Carolina and Georgia.
In the spirit of friendship, we're going to offer the first 20 folks that email me, tim@timeckles.com. We're going to mail you a copy of John Mark of Jekyll, this book. We would love for you to read it and let us know what you think about it. If you're interested in Georgia history, Geechee history, African-American history after the Civil War, you know, up until about 1910. This, you know, I think it's a short book, as my wife says, a booklet, but you're going to learn a lot, right, Faith?
You could even call it a novella rather than a booklet.
Oh, what's a novella?
It's just a short novel. You know, that's really what John Mark of Jekyll is. It's a novella.
A novella. Casey, I got to start using that.
You need to use
that.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you will take advantage of our free book offer. Email me, tim@timeckles.com. You can hear our show anywhere you get your podcast. Just search for Energy Matters with Commissioner Eccles, and we'll feed you a new episode every Tuesday. Special thanks to Logan Booker, our producer. Stick around one more segment, the hippie segment, where we play 70 songs and you can play along with us and guess what energy policy we're talking about. This is Tim Eccles. You're listening to Energy Matters.
As the Southeast's leading non-utility power provider, Cherry Street Energy energizes businesses like Porsche and Gulfstream in cities like Macon and Atlanta with predictably priced, emission-free electricity. We build, own, and operate solar power plants for our partners, allowing them to deliver on sustainability promises with no complexities, upfront costs, or ongoing maintenance. All they get is a power bill. Simple as sunshine. To learn more, contact us at info@cherrystreetenergy.com.
Tim Eccles of Energy Matters here for Solar Sun World. No doubt you've seen solar panels popping up all over the state. If you want the precision of German engineering when it comes to solar, Solar Sun World is for you. Gerd and all the folks at Solar Sun World understand the complexities of solar and how to make it work for you. From tax credits to inverters to accelerated depreciation, they'll advise you on the best path forward. And Solar Sun World now offers power purchase agreements. Find them at solarsunworld.com. solarsunworld.com.
Hello, Commissioner. I feel like it's very important that I occasionally let you know that I really appreciate the job that you do and your commitment to solar energy and electric vehicles. It really makes me happy, the idea of our wonderful state having more and more solar. Just, it really excites me. I really love the job you're doing. Anyway, thank you. Have a great day.
Hey, Tim Echols back for, I guess it's a hippie segment. Casey, we're gonna try this with Miss Mary Bagby. Mary P. Bagby.
Don't forget
and,
the P.
Yeah, and me and Shafiq. This is a fun segment that we do where we play three songs and our guests relate it to energy policy. And Casey, we're going to give a lot of latitude in this segment.
Yeah, because we've been talking about helping your fellow man and woman in this show. So, yeah, we'll just let it fly.
All right, Logan, play our first song.
Things you set out to do. Stand. There's a cross for you to bear. Things to go through if you're going anywhere. Stand for the things you know alright. It's the truth that the truth makes him so alive.
You know, Casey, I don't know that I've heard that song before.
Yeah, I haven't.
But I'm hearing some lyrics that I like about standing for truth. Miss Mary, I'm going to let you kick us off on this. What is it you like about this song, and how does it relate to the work in your life?
I like the whole entire song because it tells you, stand, you have been sitting much too long. There's a permanent crease in your right and wrong. Stand, don't you know that you are free? Well, at least in your mind, you ought to be. And so the song is telling you to stand up for truth. And he says, stand. There's a midget standing tall. But the giant about standing beside him is about to fall. It's saying, stand. It says, don't freeze in your fear. Even though you may have fear, you cannot let fear paralyze you. You have to do what's right anyway. So I love the song, everything, all the words. It's a word of encouragement. It's a song that tells you to go on and do what's right anyway.
Casey, it's not, you know, every day, you know, in my job that I'm having to, you know, take a bold stand. But from time to time,
sure,
there are things that come up when your sincerely held religious beliefs or your convictions or things that you've stood for really, really have to come out.
Yeah, well, and, you know, when those kinds of things happen, there is sometimes, you know, it may be easier to just do nothing, right? And I think one of the things, Miss Mary, that I'm taking from the conversation we had earlier in the show is you stand for what you believe in, and it really is truly inspiring. So thanks for the work that you're doing and introducing me to that song.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mian, how about you? What does that song mean to you?
Exactly what Miss Mary said. Sometimes you have to take a stand. Too many people just go along with whatever's clever. It's easier to go with the, you know, the tide than it is to stand up for what you believe in, especially nowadays. It's easier to be quiet than it is to be bold. Some people might not like you for it, but you have to stand on something.
You know, as a parent, you know, I have 7 children. Casey got a couple of kids, and you know, you're training your kids. You're wanting them to understand the importance of your family name, of principles that are important to your family. You're trying to pass those on, right? And you know, you see your kids get into situations. You're not there. You don't have the ability to whisper in their ear, and you're hoping they'll stand.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing parents can do is make sure their kids have a good head on their shoulders, because that's about all you can do once they get out in the
world. All right, Logan, let's hear our second song. You went to school to learn that. You never, never knew before. Why do plus two makes four? Nine, 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 nine. Gonna teach you. know that anything is as easy as ABC 123 in my life. You wish for the easy life, but there are trials and tribulations, Miss Mary, that that come along, and you know they test your mettle, they test your convictions, and hopefully you stand strong like our last song, but sometimes people fall.
I don't know what he was saying.
You don't know what I'm saying or what Michael Jackson is saying?
What he was saying. You know, didn't I just tell you earlier, God was guiding me out of the world. So he was taking me out of the world. So I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. So I was leaving the secular music when all that was coming about, because he was leading me in another way with a different kind of mindset. He wanted me to hear what he was saying, not what the world was saying.
Yeah, well, so. I was at the skate palace skating to this song, right, in seventh grade. I had to take a stand at the skate palace. I was a new Christian. I had received Christ from hearing Neil Armstrong share his testimony about walking on the moon, and at the skate palace was some of the first temptation that I had as a new Christian, and eventually I had to stop going to the skate palace, Miss Mary, and step away from that. Me and ABC 123, I don't know, are things that simple in your life?
They're not, but you can simplify if you'd like. However, things do come down to a foundation, and your foundation, ABC 123, is how you start to build it up, and how strong you stand on your convictions is the man or woman you end up becoming. As Miss Mary's life is testament to that.
Yeah, Casey, you're a Michael Jackson fan?
I do enjoy me some Michael Jackson. Now, look, Tim, y'all have been deep, and I appreciate that here. Like, I'm gonna make this a little bit more shallow.
Be a little teenager.
So I think, you know, bringing back to the theme of the show, right, energy matters, and you know, we're talking about really complex subjects. Like, I always keep this maxim in my mind, this idea of if you really understand something, you should be able to explain it like you're explaining it to a kid, right? Mm-hmm. So ABC 123. So we talk about some complex stuff on this show. There's complexity in everybody's life, like we talked about. When you're trying to advocate for something or explain, try to get it to the ABCs, the 123s, make it simple.
I love it. Let's have our last song. Well, Casey, I'm going to start with you because your wife uses Earth, Wind, and Fire on a regular basis. Tell us about that.
She does. She is a middle school teacher, and she trains her kids about Earth, Wind, and Fire drills. She'll play September by Earth, Wind, and Fire, and they have to get up and dance, as you were doing as we were listening to that.
Yeah, to our audience, we should have a camera in here. There's probably one in here I don't know about. But, yeah, love me some Earth, Wind, and Fires. We're wrapping up our show on this song. You know, Miss Mary, I know that
cardiovascular. That's all I got to say. It'll make you move. Just move everything.
There you go.
Just dance and get your energy going. Get your cardiovascular. Get your blood pressure normal and all that stuff. So that's what I get out of the song.
You know,
there's something positive in everything. Okay.
And Miss Mary, I've gotta ask you, because you're in great shape. And you're very active. How old are you, Miss Mary?
Oh, that's a bad question to ask.
I will be 74 years old in March.
Miss Mary, 73 years old.
My blood pressure is 120 over 70.
Yeah, wow. So Miss Mary has been grooving, you know, to keep her blood pressure at that. Just another couple of minutes left. Me and final thoughts for our show today.
It's Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's just energy, good energy. And energy creates energy. Energy attracts energy. And when I listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire, like Miss Mary said, you just start moving. And I've you can't help but be in a good mood.
Yeah, Casey, when I was vice president of the student council when I was 16 years old and then president when I was 17, one of my hallmark, you know, policies at the school was putting on dances, hiring bands, hiring DJs, even talking my principal into letting them do, letting us do it during school.
This was during your long-haired phase?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't that long, but let me tell you, when you bring the student body together during school for a little mini concert, you're a popular elected official. Right? So I learned about constituent services.
So what you're saying is public service commission dance parties coming to a community near you.
Maybe so. That sounds pretty good. Well, as we wrap up, Casey, you're with Escalent. We'll kind of end with going back to our energy roots. Tell us how folks can find out about your company.
Yeah, we are at Escalent, ESCALENT.co.
And I'm at timeckles.com. You can always reach out regarding anything at the Public Service Commission. Special thanks to Logan Booker, our producer. If you want to find out more about the show or hear back episodes, you can go to WGAURadio.com and hit the on-demand button. And you can also search anywhere you get your podcast with Energy Matters with Commissioner Eccles. Thanks for listening today. I hope you have a great weekend.
Logan Booker here, producer of Energy Matters, and I want to tell you about the Advanced Power Alliance. For more than 20 years now, the Advanced Power Alliance has been leading the energy transition in America's traditional energy states. They advocate for wind energy, solar power, and energy storage, all while partnering with traditional resources to ensure that America has abundant, affordable, cleaner energy to power our homes, our lives, as well as our economy. With the growth of solar and advanced storage and power generation technologies, every state now has the opportunity to be a leading energy state. Advanced Power Alliance is proud to partner with the Georgia Large Scale Solar Association and work with the Public Service Commission, Georgia Power, and their customers as Georgia continues to be one of America's leading renewable energy states. You can learn more about the Advanced Power Alliance at poweralliance.org. That's poweralliance.org.
Having a family member or close friend in crisis is something we have all experienced. North Point Christian Counseling can help. Whether it's marriage counseling or a loved one struggling with abuse or addiction, North Point Christian Counseling has counselors in Macon, Athens, Kennesaw, and Albany to help bring healing and recovery. To find out more, call 478-973-9358 or find them online at northpointcounseling.org. That's 478-973-9358 or northpointcounseling.org.